what we'd all have expected. You know, Donegal are coming along as champions. They've been playing with a great intensity that made them champions, and they know they've had some good encounters with us in the past. I suppose we played a league match here a few years ago and they beat us in it, and they beat us in two Ulster Championship semi-finals since that. So we were due a win at any case, you know, and we played well today. Unfortunately, Mickey Murphy being sent off had a big bearing on the game, and that was unfortunate for all of us because we didn't get the kind of end-to-end game that it was up until that time.
Yeah.
We had that cushion, we had that bit of comfort, we were able to deploy our spare man, and it made life very difficult for Donegal.
Yeah, that was the final moment in the game perhaps, Mickey, because I just said to Niall Morgan, Donegal could have went on a point up with 15 men. Instead of that, they went down and 2 points down with 14 men. But I mean, you deserved to be ahead at half time. You would have been disappointed to be in behind.
Absolutely. I was just thinking to myself, if that penalty had gone in, it would have been poor return for the effort we'd put into that time. It would have been very deflating for us and very a good morale boost for Donegal, but the game takes many twists and turns, and obviously it still had to be saved. The penalty had to be saved, and we can't take that away from Niall Morgan. And it's unfortunate that Mickey picked up a second card in the ensuing sort of chase. But that's life, and sometimes it goes against you and sometimes it goes for you, and I suppose we hit the rub of the green today.
Yeah, and then straight after half-time, great point by Joe McMahon, then Donegal came back with two, then the goal from Stephen O'Neill, another turn for in Tyrone's favour.
Yeah, well, that's true. I suppose when Joe McMahon got that first point for us in the second half, it looked like we were on our way, but then Donegal, through to form, you know, just rolled up their sleeves and bit back at that lead, and it looked like a bit of deja vu, they were going to do what they did in the last two or three years, but I suppose the goal was always crucial for us, and they did. It had a great deal of difficulty going in as well. There was a few attempts to stop it, but it was a crucial score for us because it gave us that bit of a cushion that even when Donegal picked off their few points, we were still ahead.
Yeah, credit Donegal because they kept battling with the 14 men. They were 7 points down at one stage, came back to 3 or 4, so they didn't throw in the towel, which you'd be glad to see because your guys had to be tested.
Yeah, well, I said that to DG Cahir men there, you know, that Donegal could have easily said this is not going to be our day and we'll take a 7 or 8 point beating, but they had no mind to do that, and even when they were up against it, they came back there, they created a lot of scoring chances, they took some points, had a goal chance or two. So yeah, they were true to form. They weren't going to let go of this game very easily.